WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday. It's May 15th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Calm this morning, but violent weather is likely this afternoon and may impact your evening commute. A New Jersey 101.5 exclusive is a big glitch with Parkway toll baskets triggering bogus fines. New Jersey detectives have used social media to track down a child sex abuse suspect on the run for almost 20 years. And on our week-long series exploring New Jersey's mental health crisis, what to do if a loved one refuses treatment. Sports Phillies visit the Orioles tonight. Mets host Toronto at Citi Field. The Yanks are alone in first place after a Red Sox loss. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, it's rare I see you nervous about a forecast.
You know, I used to work in Oklahoma, which sees quite a bit of severe weather, and looking at all the charts and maps and data this morning, things do look pretty violent, as you said. Later this afternoon, some powerful thunderstorms on the way to New Jersey. All's quiet now, although a bit sticky. We have patches of fog out there, visibility down to a half mile in spots. Going to be very warm and very humid today, summer-like, highs mostly in the 80s. We may touch 90 degrees, look for breaks of midday sun. Strong to severe thunderstorms will arrive in northwestern New Jersey around 4 p.m. They'll reach central Jersey around 6 or 7 o'clock, drifting into south Jersey. And timing is everything here. In that window between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m., we could see a round of damaging winds, torrential rain, hail, and even a tornado. Again, the best chance for strong storms will be northwestern New Jersey, but that's not exclusive. Everyone away from the coast really needs to keep an eye on the sky today. Continuing chance for rain tonight with some fog and more rain on the way for tomorrow. Right now, Princeton 61, North Plainfield 62, Jersey City 61.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:02. Now would be a good time for you to download our free mobile app. As that violent weather arrives this afternoon, we'll send weather and traffic alerts right to your smart device. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. Now, New Jersey 101.5 exclusive story this morning is a glitch with the toll baskets on the parkway causing a rash of bogus fines. We've been talking with a Jersey man who claims he always pays the toll when he gets on the parkway and is furious because he keeps getting $50 fines for not paying. But that is not the story we're getting from the Turnpike Authority. This does not appear to be an isolated case, however, as dozens of you have now chimed in with similar stories.
Joe Munger of Bayville says it's outrageous he owes more than $1,000 in fines for not paying dozens of parkway tolls for the past 2 years, and he claims many other Garden State residents are also being victimized by faulty equipment.
They're having problems all along the parkway because they're using an outdated system, apparently, because these tolls have been there for how long?
But a spokesman for the Turnpike Authority says there are inconsistencies in his story, and the man has actually never even called the customer service center to dispute any of the violations he's received. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now, there's much more to this story, including the video that Munger has taken. You can get all of that at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are already in the 50s and 60s this morning. Morning fog, warm, humid, breezy. Breaks of midday sun, but then some violent weather will arrive this afternoon. Northwestern New Jersey around 4. And we are looking at a possible torrential rain, hail, and damaging wind event. And a tornado is also possible. Dan is advising folks to stay weather aware today. Keep a close eye on the changing weather conditions. And again, as we said, if you have the free NJ1015 mobile app, we will send you everything you need to know as it happens right to your smart device. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:05. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. More revisions to an airline's policy on service animals. What is allowed? More importantly, what isn't? That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. You may have some fog around this morning. Now, it is relatively calm this morning. Might even see a few breaks of sun around midday today. But this afternoon, things are going to get a little dicey as a line of powerful thunderstorms is expected to roll through New Jersey from late this afternoon through this evening with damaging winds, torrential rain, even the possibility of hail and a tornado. We'll keep you updated with everything you need to know as we move into this weather pattern. Download our free mobile app. We'll send alerts right to your smart device. The Israeli military says its aircraft has struck a number of Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. This is in response to mass border protests. The military says Tuesday it hit 11 terror targets in a Hamas military compound. Tanks targeted another two in the Gaza Strip. We told you yesterday how operational costs at the New Jersey Victims of Crime Compensation Office keep rising, while payouts to crime victims are dropping. This morning, after hearing our report, some lawmakers are voicing concern.
State Senator Joe Panaccio has made a formal request to have the Senate Law and Public Safety Committee hold a hearing on the activities at VCCO to find out exactly what is going on.
The bureaucracy seems to be growing. That's well said. And yet the numbers that are being paid out to these victims is going down. So certainly that's a big area of concern. Big red flag goes out.
Nobody wants to finger point, but the situation is confusing, says Panaccio. We need to make sure crime victims are getting the help and respect they're entitled to. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We often warn you about Facebook being used by perverts to lure our kids into unsafe and dangerous situations. But this time, social media has actually helped catch a suspect that had been on the run for the better part of two decades. Patrick Lavery joins us live this hour to explain more. Patrick?
Eric, the trail Israel Ramos left had gone so cold, the crimes he'd been charged with predated the creation of Facebook by several years. But that is where an Atlanta County Sheriff's detective says he found Ramos, now 51 and living in Philadelphia, under the name Juan Vasquez Perez. Last month, local, county, and federal officers executed a stakeout in Philly. Ramos had nowhere to go. And following a tense extradition, he will finally face the charges that he assaulted a 12-year-old girl in 1999, later being charged with firearm and assault offenses against a then-girlfriend in Cumberland County the next year. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. In Evesham, police are trying to find a bathroom creeper. On Sunday, a man was following women into the bathroom at a Bed Bath & Beyond store on Route 73. One woman said she could hear the man on the other side of her stall breathing heavily and moaning and saw his black boots under the door. We've got a description of the suspect at NJ1015.com this morning. The race to take sports betting live is on now in the Statehouse after Monday's Supreme Court ruling in New Jersey's favor, dissolving a 25-year-old federal ban. A law could be passed and signed in a little over 3 weeks.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says people will be able to legally bet on sports in New Jersey definitely by June 30th and perhaps sooner.
We knew we were going to win this one, so there was no reason to wait until the decision to move forward. So at this point, it's us getting the legislation passed, governor sign it, and let's off to the races.
Monmouth Park hopes to move faster than that, but state officials believe a law is needed first. Governor Phil Murphy says he looks forward to working with the legislature to enact a law authorizing and regulating sports betting in the very near future. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Monmouth Park, however, could be accepting bets by Memorial Day. Depending on what happens in Trenton, that is their plan.
Monmouth Park operator Dennis Drazen expects to launch sports betting at the racetrack by the end of May, unless the legislature or governor stop him.
There may be an earlier date that we have a very soft opening.
The track in the last few years has partnered with the world's largest bookmaking company and spent a couple million on space intended for sports betting. The Meadowlands is taking more of a wait-and-see approach. The track in East Rutherford has a goal of accepting bets on sports in time for football season. In Oceanport, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
More and more people bringing dogs, cats, all manner of creatures on board airplanes for emotional support. United has had enough. They have revised what can and cannot be considered a support animal. For example, amphibians, ferrets, rodents, hedgehogs, snakes, chickens, spiders, or any animal that smells bad, now banned. It appears United may still allow mini horses if they're trained as a service animal, but goats are banned. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. Dan's coming back in just a couple of minutes to tell you what you need to know about the violent weather this afternoon. Then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, a lot to know about the weather today.
That's right, and there's certain ingredients that we look for severe thunderstorms, one of which is instability. That we're going to have as partial sunshine and very warm temperatures in the 80s make it feel like summer. We also need available moisture, and boy, are we going to have that by the end of the day. Some oppressive humidity by this afternoon as dew points spike into the 70s. Wind shear relates to different wind speeds or directions at different levels of the atmosphere. It's going to happen. And then finally, we look for a lifting mechanism. That would be an approaching cold front that will spark off powerful thunderstorms. I think things fire up in the northwest corner of the state around 4 p.m., give or take, and then it's going to drift to the south and east as the evening hours go on. Between 4 and 8, we're really going to have to keep an eye on the sky. Damaging winds, torrential rain, hail, and a tornado are possible. After 8 p.m., that's sunset, the storms will pulse down. It's still going to be wet overnight. So again, during the day today, quiet, very warm, humid, breaks the sun, highs mostly in the 80s, we may hit 90. Then the storms this evening, then rain and fog overnight, lingering rain possible for tomorrow, and we're going to continue this unsettled weather forecast right through the upcoming weekend. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock, this is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a New Jersey 101.5 exclusive this morning, a glitch in the Parkway toll baskets may be triggering bogus fines. A week-long series exploring New Jersey's mental health crisis in our next segment, what to do if a loved one refuses treatment. In sports, the Yanks now are alone in first place after a Red Sox loss. They're in D.C. this evening. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:18. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. We've got some fog this morning, humidity building today. It's going to be very warm with most highs 85 to 90 degrees. A breezy day with breaks of sun. After 4 p.m., though, eyes on the skies, allowing if strong to severe thunderstorms will sweep through the state. Things could get very loud and violent this afternoon into this evening. New Jersey First News time, now 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
What do I listen to? Always 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now on this Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. Grab your rain gear on the way out. Not going to need it this morning, but boy, you may need it this afternoon. And keep a very close ear on the radio, eyes on your cell phones if you have the free 101.5 mobile app, because we've got some dangerous weather on the way for this afternoon. That includes torrential rain, hail, maybe even a tornado possible. We'll keep you updated as we continue to move through the day. After a month in which four babies were abandoned in unsafe locations rather than designated locations such as police departments, lawmakers are acting on a plan to add lessons about the little-known safe haven law to New Jersey's school curriculum.
A bill requiring that high school students be taught about the Safe Haven Act was first proposed in 2004 but didn't get a hearing until Monday. Marie Tacey of New Jersey Right to Life says more can be done to publicize the law.
The news of the abandoned babies recently, two of whom were found dead, has rightly evoked feelings of sadness, for we know there are so many individuals and couples who want these babies and would be glad to adopt them.
Tacey was on a Safe Haven task force in 2007 that recommended including the law in the school curriculum. Better late than never, she says. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Mental health treatment has a greater shot at success if the individual suffering from an illness is willing to accept it. But many times, that's not so simple. On day four of our five-part mental health series made possible by Carrier Clinic, we look at the options available in New Jersey for loved ones of individuals who refuse to get the help they need.
Monmouth Junction resident Grace Hu Travinsky says more than once she's had to convince her daughter Tanya, diagnosed 15 years ago with a schizophrenia spectrum disorder, to continue the therapy and meds she needs to limit her symptoms. Compassionate doctors luckily made things a bit easier.
They gained Tanya's trust and respect through the treatment time.
Phil Lubitz with Jersey's chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says if your nudges don't eventually convince a loved one they need help, the state does have an outpatient commitment law that permits a judge to order treatment in certain situations.
Typically, that's if they are becoming dangerous to themselves or to others or to property. And, the key phrase is in the reasonably foreseeable future.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you or someone you know is suffering with a mental health illness, talk to a doctor today. Carrier Clinic wants you to know, even in times of crisis, it's important to remember there are options. Contact them at carrierclinic.org. On the fifth and final day of our series tomorrow, we'll talk with Jersey residents who did accept treatment, and their lives are better for it. And then tomorrow night, a special town hall event. Join me in studio at 7, along with a panel of experts taking your calls, getting you and your loved ones the help you need. Temperatures this morning are starting out in the 50s and 60s, 70s today, but violent weather is on the way for this afternoon. Everything you need to know about it, including the timing, coming up with Dan on the half hour, just 4 minutes away at 5:30. Also at 5:30, something to consider as you ride on the parkway, especially if you don't have Easy Pass. And we'll update business news next. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian shares mostly lower. It's been muted trading overseas this morning amid continuing uncertainty over trade tensions between China and the U.S. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow climbed another 68 points, 24,899. The broader markets were also higher yesterday and looked to open a higher again this morning. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichao sits at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
Jersey Radio.
I'm telling you, you speak with common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.